This is Amid Yomi Gemara and Shabbos Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph. We're holding on to Chav Aleph Amid Beis, knee deep in the sigils of Chanukah. We're three lines from the very wide lines. The first one line is Tanan Hasam. Quotes a Mishnah, the Gemara, Gita Yotim Dachas Apatish Yotta Hezek. A gate, a spark that flies out from underneath the hammer, the Yotta Hezek, and it goes out and it damages. Chayiv, he who made that spark is Chayiv. Gamol Shaton Pishton. If a camel is laden with flax, and the camel is walking through Rosh Hashanah, and there's these flax on the camel's back, and the flax went into the store, went into a shop, and there was a fire of the chanvani there, and the flax got lit up by that fire, and then unfortunately the whole thing went up in flames. Bala Gamal Chayiv, the Bala Gamal, the owner of the camel, he is Chayiv for the damage that was done. And case number three, Enia Chanvani is near Bachotz. If the storekeeper kept his Nair, his candle Bachotz outside, then the Chanvani is Chayiv. What are you leaving your candle outside? Rav Yudaimir ben Ner Chanukah Potter, but if it's Ner Chanukah, therefore the Chanvani has all the right to keep his candle outside, then he is Potter. Amar Avina, says Ravina, as we wrap up this Amud Beis. Zaysay Maris, that which Rav Yehuda taught us, that in Chanukah, your potter, Ner Chanukah, where should you put it? Mitzvah l'anicha b'teich asara, within 10 tvachim of the ground. Why? Then the one who got damage could say to the store owner, he should have put it higher up. From the fact that he doesn't have that taina, and then the person who put out the fire is potter on Chanukah, shows us that it must be the right place is to keep it within 10 tefachim of the ground. Says the Gemara V'Dalmi Mitrach Leituva, but maybe if you would have went through a big tircha, we would prevent him from doing the mitzvah. Meaning, it's not necessarily a raya that you have to put the candle low down. Maybe really you could put it higher up. In this case, we're not matriachim, so we don't necessarily have a raya, but we do know that the halacha is that it's supposed to be low down. Amar Av Kahana continues the Gemara Darash. Rav Nasa Bar Minyumi Mishrei, Mishmei Rav Zahancham Natavucha Beizim and Alf. Ner shel Chanukah shenich lemal me'aser mam. Ner of Chanukah that was placed above 20 amos on the ground. Psula kisukah ukemavui. If it's so high up, we learned this at the beginning of Sukkah. We learned this at the beginning of Erevin. Well, we actually didn't because we only up to Shabbos. But we will learn this, excuse me, at the beginning of Erevin most soon. And then eventually Sukkah, that above 20 amos is possible, as the eye in the eye is not shoyled on that. V'amar Rav Kahana, two lines on the top of Vezam et Aleph. Meaning of the pasuk of Barikin by Mayim Yisiv Tzadik. He's thrown into a pit and it's empty without any water. Be Mashen number of Barik. Once it said it's empty, and any Yehuda do not know Shin by Mayim. Elamata Amalaymerim by Mayim. What does the pasuk say? There was no water to teach us. Mayim Ein Boy. There was no water. But guess what? There was something else inside that pit. On the Chashva Akram Yisho, there was snakes and scorpions. Omer Rabbi continues Rabbi, 10 lines there in Ner Chanukah, Mitzanichah, B'tevach HaSamuch Levayi, Pesach, within a tefach of the doorways to one's house, V'hechom Anichalu, where exactly? R'vach HaMed Rav Amr, Miyamin, on the right side, R'shmo B'tifti Amar, Mismal, on the left side, V'helchasa, Mismal, on the left side, why? Just envision yourself walking into your house, what's on the right side? K'dei Shetei Ner Chanukah, Mismal, Mizuzah is always on your Yamin as you walk in. So opposite the mezuzah, so you can be mesuvav b'mitzvos, so you can be surrounded by mitzvos. There we pass, the mezuzah should be on the left side. Amar Rav Yehuda, about 13 lines down, the first one line is miyamin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Also, lahartzois, amoyis, kenei, nerachanik, and alit, account of money. Menial tasks, opposite the chanukah lights, ki amrit, kamid, shmol, amar li, chiner, kedusha, yishma, what's wrong? Is there any kedusha that you're not allowed to do menial tasks in front of it? So, maskal Rav Yosef, what do you mean? Chikadam kedusha yisbay? But does blood of an animal have any kedusha? Titania, and yeah, we know v'shifaych v'chiso. The blood spills and there's a din to cover up the blood. B'masha shafach yichasa. That which the blood is spilled is that which he should cover it with. Which teaches us, don't cover the blood using your foot. Mitzvah b'zuyay salav. It's a b'zayayin. It's a degradation to the mitzvah if you were to use your foot to push the dirt on top of the blood. Hachanami, so to over here, shalayim mitzvahs bizuyos alav. So it says the Gemara, it's a bizuy to do such actions, such mundane actions of counting money in front of the candles. With that knowledge, asks the Gemara, smack in the middle of the Amid at the two dots. Bayi minei Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Ma'ole stabek minuye sukkah kol sheva. We equate the mitzvahs. We're now dealing with Hanukkah. But what about sukkah? Are you allowed to get a benefit from the sukkah decorations? Particularly, they used to hang fruit up as a decoration. So too, you cannot utilize and get benefit from the fruit of your sukkah. Amr Rav Yosef, Mar Davram, says Rav Yosef, Master Avram, Talitanya, but Talitanya, what are you talking about? Are you making a Tanya, something which was explicit, something which is not explicit? Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah is explicit in a Braisa. Chanukah lo Tanya. Chanukah is not explicit. The Tanya, meaning, we asked about Sukkah, we proved from Chanukah, but Chanukah is not explicit like Sukkah is. We learned in a Braisa, Chokil Chas, if you made Sukkah properly, Vitrabi Kramim Sadinum Mamsiyayin. And then you made your Sukkah beautiful with colorful curtains and linens and etc., different decorations. And what else did you put? Vatalabai, Goizim, Arvarsakim, Shkane, and remind him. You hung nuts, peaches, almonds, pomegranates, different fruits. Prachile and oven, Vatar, shall she boil them, clusters of grapes, grains, Yenu, shall shmanim, vislasais, wine, oil, flour. All these things hanging from your sukkah, says the Bryce explicitly. Asar list topic by hand. I'm going to yantar vachu shachag. Vim his is a lame. If you made a tanai, then I call a fitanai. So ask the Gemara, it's poshit, you can't use the fruit. Why you bring a rye from Chanukah? The father of all them is the mitzvah of dam. That's the original makar that we learn out from the pasuk. From there we learn out sukkah and our din of Chanukah. Itmar says the Gemara, three lines from the white lines. Rav Amar in Malikim Miner Liner, you're not allowed to light one Chanukah candle from the next. Shmuel Amar, you are indeed allowed to. Madlikin. Rav Amar in Matirin Titzin Begin Lebegin, now the chain sits from one Begin the next. Shmuel Amar, Matirin, me Begin Lebegin. Rav Amar in Lachik Rav Shimon be Greira, we do not pass like Rav Shimon with regard to Greira. This is, we'll see in a moment. Shmuel Amar Lachik Rav Shimon be Greira. Amar Abaya, call me the Damar of Kirav. Everything we're going to go with, Rav. You can't light candle to candle, you can't change the tzitzis, etc. Levar, may honey to last, David Kishmul, which is one. Number one, madlik in miner liner. Number two, matirin mi begin le begin, you move the tzitzis. And number three, helchazah krev shimin begreira, which was what? And now we finally figure out this case. Titania, shimin aymer garel demita kisav zavsel, a person had a drag, a bed, a chair, a bench across the ground, and shavis lachi iskavein lasois chritz. As long as you don't have kavana to make the chritz, even though there might be a psik resha over here at Davar Shein and Biskavin, a very big sugya, but says the Gemara, we paskin like Rav Shimon. So says the Gemara, you know what? We're going to stop over here because now we're going to go a little bit deeper into the dinam of Rav, Bisyata the Shemaya. So we'll pick it up from over here.